Five past eight, Shane McElhattan is here again with It Says in the Papers.
The prospect of a new flotilla of boats trying to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza continues to hold the interest of all the papers. The Irish Times reports a fresh flotilla is heading for Gaza, despite the interception by Israel of 40 boats so far, and the detention of more than a dozen Irish citizens among the 400 activists detained after their boats were stopped and boarded. Many of the papers, including the Irish Daily Mirror, Irish Daily Star, Irish Sun and Irish Daily Mail, devote pages to yesterday's horror attack outside a Manchester synagogue. The papers report that two worshippers were killed by a man who launched a knife attack after driving a car at people outside the synagogue. The Examiner says the man, Jihad al-Shami, was shot dead by police minutes after they were alerted to the attack. The Sun, among others, highlights the swift action of Rabbi Daniel Walker in barricading the door during the rampage outside. The paper points out the attack took place on Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. In the presidential election campaign, the row over independent candidate Catherine Connolly's hiring for a Doyle job of a woman convicted and jailed for firearms offences dominates coverage. The Irish Independent quotes Ms Connolly as confirming to it that she was certain Ursula Ní Hionán was no longer a member of Éireagaí, a group opposed to the peace process, when she hired her. The paper reports that a few months before Ms Ní Hionán was hired, she had celebrated her release from prison with fellow members of Éireagaí, appearing in a selfie with them on social media. Several papers highlight the defence of Ms Connolly's move by former Fianna Fáil Minister Éamon O'Caoimh. The Examiner says Mr O'Caoimh is known for regularly visiting prisons, particularly dealing with Republican prisoners. He confirmed that he recommended the hiring of Ms Ní Hionán. The Times points out that this was after Mr O'Caoimh's party leader and Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that Ms Connolly's decision raised serious questions about her judgment. The decision by An Cumasúin Plan Óla to give the green light to the long-awaited Dublin Metrolink rail line gets plenty of coverage, with lots and lots of graphics and artists' impressions of future stations between Charlemont and Swords. Given that, as the Times points out, the plan has been government policy for 25 years and an aspiration for 50, the coverage is laced with caution. Olivia Kelly in the paper says the project backers now face a nervous 6 weeks. That's the period within which anyone objecting to the project can launch judicial review proceedings against the Commission's decision. The same paper has bad news for tens of thousands of homeowners looking to continue their flood coverage. The paper's business section reports that Zurich, one of Ireland's biggest insurers, has pulled the plug on cover for future claims. There's concern in some of the papers about naivety over the threat to Europe from Russia. The Examiner's lead story quotes the Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen at yesterday's Copenhagen summit, warning that while for some Europeans the threat of Russia seemed further away, countries can no longer be naive, a point picked up, the paper says, by Taoiseach Micheál Martin at the same summit, pointing to a degree of naivety in Ireland about the existential threat posed by Russia. Finally, it's being widely reported this morning that the hit crime drama Peaky Blinders is to return to TV screens. The Sun reports that the series creator Stephen Knight has confirmed there will be two new seasons. The Independent says this will follow the upcoming Peaky Blinders film starring Cillian Murphy and Barry Keoghan, and the new TV series will pick up a new generation of Shelbys in 1950s Birmingham.
Ah, oh, will they still be wearing the peak caps, we wonder? Tuesday is Budget Day. We'll be talking about that next.